This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. Steve Alexander has today's report coming up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Max is in Kansas City for the National Agri-Marketing Association Convention. How about this weather? Spring has been on the cold and wet side for much of the upper Midwest so far. But when you take a look at that drought monitor, you still see some patches of red across parts of the Midwest and the Great Plains. As the weather is beginning to warm up for the upper Midwest this week, some dangerous weather is in the forecast, and in Madison, Wisconsin, the much-awaited and anticipated spring football game for the Badgers, scheduled for Friday, has been canceled because of a weather forecast calling for heavy rain and thunderstorms and some potentially dangerous weather, dangerous for not only the players, but also for the thousands and thousands of fans who typically show up there. Speaking of sports, Sister Jean, the popular 98-year-old chaplain of the Cinderella Loyola Chicago basketball team that made it to the Final Four, changed sports yesterday, changed teams too. She tossed out the ceremonial first pitch before the Cubs' home opener in Chicago. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt drew a big cheer at packed Wrigley Field when she made an underhanded toss from her wheelchair. She laughed as the ball bounced toward home plate. She may bring good luck to the Ramblers, but not to the Cubs. They dropped their home opener 8-5 to the Pirates. The University of Kansas is getting some attention for the wrong reasons. It is one of the latest universities to be included in a bribery scandal involving college basketball. A rewritten federal indictment released yesterday in New York alleges that an Adidas official agreed to pay $90,000 to the family of a Kansas recruit with the expectation that he would sign an Adidas contract when he eventually turned pro. In downtown Minneapolis, workers renovating the old Dayton's department store to turn it into an office, retail, and restaurant complex have discovered the mummified remains of a monkey. Crews found the carcass in an air duct on the 7th floor of a century-old building. Mystified about the rest of the story on this one, developers asked a Facebook site called Old Minneapolis to post a photo of the monkey, hoping somebody will see it and know something. Well, apparently somebody did and does. Someone posted that a longtime Dayton's employee told him that a monkey escaped from an 8th-floor pet store into the air conditioning ductwork in the 1960s. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.